That summer when we were getting to know Juno, Hey Juno, how you doing?
What's up? He's sitting right there.
That summer when we were getting to know Juno and dreaming real big about possibilities of things we might do on our duet tour, one day I said to Abby, you know, what would be absolutely incredible is if we did one of my tunes.
You know how you don't sleep a lot when you have a baby? No. Okay. Well, I think what I said back to you was, well, wouldn't it have been incredible if you had pushed the baby out your hoo-hoo?
Excuse me?
It was very close to that. Maybe the words were slightly different, but yeah. So
eventually we did start getting some sleep and we did learn this tune.
Yeah, so we're going to actually do a Flecktones tune. And this is one that we did in 95. It's 1995. And it was right before a trip to South Africa. We were really excited about being part of the new South Africa. Because Nelson Mandela had just become the first democratically elected president over there. And so we were going over there to jam with the musicians and be part of the scene, which was really, really fun. And this is a tune I wrote to bring over and record with musicians there. And Abby is going to play all the parts that the Flecktones play on her banjo. She's going to play the Victor Wooten's bass parts and Future Man's drum stuff and, you know, everything else that was on this original recording from an album called Live Art. This is called New South Africa.